Say Bad X Nothing with 6:29 left in the third quarter. You're tuned at WLEW Sports, your home for high school football.
As a business owner, nothing compares to the sense of pride you feel when unlocking your business first thing in the morning. In this moment, it doesn't matter if you've saved money in 15 minutes. It doesn't matter if the business down the street has the same insurance you do. What matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Hi, this is Amy, and when you're shopping for your insurance, keep it simple and call us at Knights Insurance Agency in Cass City, where we'll go over your options with you and get you the coverage that you need at a price you can afford. That's Knights Insurance Agency in downtown Cass City. Give us a call at 989-872-5114.
.629 left in the third quarter. USA strikes again after a 22-second drive that only took one play. It's now USA 28, Bad Axe nothing. Number 45, Comer, ready to kick this one off one more time for USA. Homecoming festivities have concluded. Jimmy Rogers is crowned king. He's number 55 on the field. And the queen goes to Stephanie Tulaski. Number 3, Seth Geiger. And number 4, Dylan White, ready to bring this one in. They're staying on the 10-yard line. This one goes to the 4-yard line. And it goes into the hands of Geiger. He's out to the 20, to the 25, to the 30. Breaks free, has a hole, and is out to the 38-yard line before he's brought down. So nice little return there. About 34-yard return for number 3, Seth Geiger.
Number 80, Garrett Nitz makes the tackle. Another nice return for Geiger, giving Bad Axe good field position.
6:21 left in the third quarter. 28-0 USA. It was 14-0 at halftime, less than 6 minutes ago. It's been all USA in the second half. Bad Axe needs to get their offense rolling very quickly. Two receivers to the right, that's Geiger and White. To the right, a receiver and one in the slot, Labor and Hines. It's a handoff right at the middle to Emmerich. He gets out to the 40-yard line, up the gut, 2 yards on the play. Brings up second and 8.
Number 60, John Bauer makes the tackle.
Jared Emmerich last week ran for 299 yards on 30 carries. Tonight, he has a mere 28 yards on 10 carries.
And unfortunately for Bad Axe, he has not been able to get going. A big run by him would really spark this team.
Coming out in the spread formation. Receiver wide each way. Braden rolls to his left on the sweep. USA tries bringing the blitz, and by a shoestring, maybe he just breathed on him and he fell in the backfield. Braden loses his footing, and it's going to be a loss of 2 on the play. Back out to the 38-yard line.
The junior defensive lineman, Connor LeBlair, got a hold of the shoestring, and not much more than that.
Braden nearly got away from him. It seemed like he had, and then when he went down, he's about 2 yards away from his defender. Third and 10 for Bad Axe from the 38-yard line in their own territory. 5:09 left in the third quarter with the clock winding down. And Bad Axe trails 28-0 to USA. Bad Axe comes out of the huddle. Spread formation working off the left hash. Two receivers to the left, one to the right, with Labor rolling to his left in motion. Screen pass to the left, and it's actually at the feet of number 7, Bailey Hines. Would have been indeed a fumble, but it bounced right out of bounds.
Ooh, that one come off his hand pretty funny, almost straight into the ground.
So no harm done there. It brings up fourth down, unfortunately, for the Hatchets at the 38-yard line, so they have to bring out the punt team one more time. This will be the second punt for Bad Axe in the second half off of 2 drives. And the second straight 3 and out. Number 12, Tyler Labor, stands on his own 27-yard line. Fumbles the snap. He has to go for it. Throws it down the field to the 40-yard line to number 4. He catches it. Dylan White brings it in the 40-yard line, gets brought down to the 37. The fourth down conversion, whether it was planned or not, we'll say was not planned. The botch snap turns into a first down for Bad Axe and a little momentum on their side.
Fortunately for Bad Axe, Tyler Labor, a very talented individual. He does a lot of punting. He's a receiver. He makes some carries in the backfield. He's also the backup quarterback, Clark, and it came in handy here. Dylan White, number four, the senior, 5'10", 140 pounds, goes up and hauls in a big-time catch for Bad Axe.
The 25-yard reception from Labor to White keeps his Bad Axe drive alive. It's a handoff to Emmerich, up the gut, has room to run, breaks free the first tackle, he has the first down, still struggling for yards out to the 21-yard line. A heck of a gain, start at the 42, down at the 22, that's a gain of 20.
All of a sudden, you can feel the energy in this building a little bit rising here. Jared Emmerich makes a nice carry.
First and 10 for the Hatchets at the 22-yard line in USA territory, working in between the hashes. 4:14 left in the third quarter. USA leads 28-0. Bad Axe knocking on the door. Braden under center. Three men in the backfield. To the right, it's a handoff to Emmerich. To the right side, and nothing going there. Actually caught in the backfield out to the 26-yard line. That's a gain, a loss of three.
The speedy McKay Jones first in to make the tackle.
USA 28, Bad Axe nothing. Bad Axe now faced with a second and 13 after keeping his drive alive off of a botched snap on the punt. Turns into a 25-yard reception from Labor into the hands of number four, Dylan White. Second and 13 now from the 25-yard line. Braden under center, hands it off to Emmerich, rolls to his left. He's back to the line of scrimmage, the original one. And then about two more yards out to the 21-yard line. It's going to be a gain of four for the Hatchets. Now third and eight.
Number 27, Seth Gangler makes the tackle.
Emmerich there with a four-yard gain. 2:56 left in the third quarter. USA still with a 28-point lead. Bad Axe still not on the board tonight. Come out in that same formation. Brain is under center. Two men about 3 yards behind him. That's Dylan White and McVay, and then Emmerich behind them. This one rolls to his right. Braden keeps it. Has to roll to his left. Has to get out of this. And he has good blocking back to the original line of scrimmage and breaks free of another tackle out to the first down marker. That play should have been stopped about four times. Instead, Braden gets the first down for Bad Axe. He's now down to the 12-yard line. Gain of eight when all said and done.
You said it best there, Clark. John Bauer made the tackle, but not after Braden was caught in the backfield twice and jukes two different defenders and gets himself across the first down marker. Just a do-or-die play by Braden, and nice play by him.
And the senior quarterback, 6 foot, 170, played the position last year with the heads-up play, gives Bad Axe a first down at the USA 12-yard line on the left hash, left to right across the radio. First and 10, same formation. Braden under center. This one's a handoff to McVay on the right side, and USA is there to meet him in the backfield. Loss of two in doing so, back out to the 15-yard line. And now second and 13 coming up.
Number 27, Gangler, a running back by trade on his team, not fooled by the running play that Bad Axe is running. Look for Minetti to switch some things up here a little bit.
Ben Braden has not passed the ball yet tonight. Has not completed, I should say, yet tonight. The only completed pass comes from number 12, Tyler Labor, the punter. Second and 13 from the 15-yard line. And Braden rolls to his left looking to pass. He has to keep it for himself. He's out past the original line of scrimmage into the 8-yard line when he's brought down. It's a gain of seven. Brings up a third and somewhat manageable third and six.
Seth Gangler makes a tackle there again. Braden not wasting much time as he rolls out of the pocket. doesn't see anything.